We'll ask for your prayers this afternoon. Lord, bless His word. He's been inspiring me with the thought of boldness. I'd like to begin in the 28th chapter of Proverbs. Proverbs 28 in the first verse says, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion." You know, many times this world has a bravado or a courage, a bravery. It seems like they sometimes put on a face that I'm not afraid of anything. I can handle anything that comes my way. And a boldness that really is little more than a facade. Really is little more than just a front that so easily crumbles before them. Something that is shallow, it's not steadfast or stable. How many times have we seen those that have gone through life with that kind of courage? And I think about what the psalmist in Psalm 73 observed. He said, "I looked on the prosperity of the wicked, and he was being affected by it. I observed these things, and I saw that even though I was afflicting myself and endeavoring to live for the Lord, they were prospering in their wickedness. There are no bands in their death. Their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They're corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth." They have a boldness. They say, verse 11, "How doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches." I've observed that, he said. "I've looked on the wicked, those that ought to have the most fear and trembling upon their hearts. Yet I observed about them a loftiness, a carelessness about them." But you go on down and read a little bit further, he says, "I went into the sanctuary, and my vision was cleared then, and I was able to see and understand more perfectly that their end is not as their beginning. Thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How they are brought into desolation as in a moment. They are utterly consumed with terrors." That doesn't sound like the fatness and the courage and the bravado that they were showing. How quickly that turns around. How quickly in the face of realizing now my health is going. The doctors can't do anything else for me. There's nothing, and they're left as in despair. Without hope and without courage. Their strength is gone. Their purpose is gone. What do they have left? They're beset by terror. Oh, thank the Lord that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. There is a courage. There is a bravery and a boldness that we're able to have in the Lord Jesus Christ, our refuge and our shelter. The wicked flee when no man pursues. You remember what the Lord did to the Syrian camp? As they were camped and had besieged the city, it was of Samaria, I believe, and had encamped round about it so that the conditions of the city were complete devastation. And the Lord caused them to hear a sound. The Lord caused them to hear a noise. It wasn't even the presence of an army, but it caused them to hear a sound. How did the Lord do that? That's the God that we serve. That's the God that we serve that's able to fight for us. But the wicked, they lose their courage. They don't have a boldness to be able to stand before our God. He caused them to hear a sound, and their hearts melted within them. The courage, the position that they held of one of superiority. We've got the upper hand in this battle. Suddenly turned around so quickly when they heard a noise. And it says they turned and they fled. They didn't gather their things together. They didn't carry them with them. They turned and they ran for their lives. Their courage was gone. Their boldness was gone before them. Their hearts melted within them. Thank the Lord that that is not the lot of a Christian. That is not the lot that we have whenever Christ is our commander. But the righteous, it says, are bold. Not in our own strength or our own ability, but we're bold as lions. 20th chapter of Psalms. Psalms 20 and 6. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They put their strength and their defense and their abilities and their riches, and believe it says in one place in Ecclesiastes that wisdom is a defense and riches are a defense. But the excellency of wisdom is that it giveth life. Some people put their defense and their courage and their boldness upon what they're able to do, and their defense, or in the doctors and what they're able to do. But a shaky ground to base my boldness upon. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. I'd like to turn to the 26th chapter of Leviticus. Leviticus 26, speaking here of the commandments, the statutes that the Lord had given to his people, says, beginning in the 5th verse, your threshing shall reach unto the vintage. Let's begin in the 3rd. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. And ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. And I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. The enemies, your enemies, shall fall before you by the sword. The song we sang, the Lion of Judah, with Christ as our commander, we can but prevail. Our watchword is victory. We fear not the throng. With the Lion of Judah, we're 10,000 strong. In that I base my boldness, and I have courage in the face of danger, courage in the face of the enemy and the roaring of the enemy. That says the roaring of a lion. What is the roaring of the lion intended to do? To strike fear in the heart of animals that are in that area. Terror in the heart. I don't know which way to run. I don't know what to do. The enemy is as a roaring lion. And he would try to strike fear within every one of our hearts. Whenever our giants rise up. Whenever our spiritual enemies rise up against us. Whenever the doubts and the fears the enemy would try to bring. But thank the Lord that we can have boldness and courage. The Lord was telling him here, if you walk in my commandments, I'll be unto you a God, and you'll be unto me a people. There won't be, he said, whenever you go into the land, there won't be a nation that's able to stand before you. There won't be anyone that you come to that is too great. No battle that you face, no test that you encounter, individually or for us today as the church, that's too great for our God. But he goes on, as he so often did, if you'll do this, there's blessing for you. If you'll do this, I'll give you courage. I'll give you boldness in the face of your enemies. But the tune then changed. The 14th verse, if ye will not hearken unto me, will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning ague, and shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. Ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. If ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. 36th verse goes on to say, "And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies. And the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them. And they shall flee as fleeing from a sword. And they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall one upon another as it were before a sword when none pursueth. And ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies." Quite a contrast, isn't it? There's quite a difference here from the boldness and the courage and the victory that the Lord promised to the place that He said, if you go it alone, if you go it in your own strength and your own ability, you'll fall not only before your enemies, but you'll have terror of heart. You'll run whenever you hear the sound of a leaf. You know, I'm challenged this afternoon. Lord, help me not to run at the sound of a leaf. Lord, help me that I not be in a place whenever I hear a noise, whenever I hear a sound, whenever the enemy threatens as he does. Lord, help me not to turn and run. Lord, help me that I not lose all courage at the threats and the doubts and this might happen. And you ever gotten a pain or an ache or something and the enemy's right there? To say, don't you remember so-and-so that had that and they died of it? And right there, the enemy wants to begin eroding away our courage and our boldness to be able to stand in the face of that. Amen. Lord, help us that we not hear a sound and run. You know all the sounds that you hear in the night? I remember as a young boy, maybe 10 or 11, I decided, told Dad, I want to go camping. A friend from school and me, we'll go down to the pond, down in the field, and we're going to camp overnight, and we'll be all right. Hadn't done that before by myself, but I thought, I want to do that. Sounds like a good time. And so we went, and everything was great. Had our sleeping bags and little BB gun I took with me and a can of Spam, and that's all we needed. Went down and we were good until the sun set. Until the shadows started falling and it started growing darker and darker, and I started becoming distracted from the fun I was having and looking out at the shadows. And it seemed like the darker it grew, the more noises I heard, and the more noises I heard, the more my imagination worked, and I just started turning those noises into things that I just knew were right out there in the shadows. I know there's something right over there. It took all of the enjoyment away from me. All the enjoyment of what I was trying to do. I heard every little sound and every little noise. And it got to the point as I tried to endure it, we got to talking back and forth and we were so scared. And we said, you know what? Look at that shape over there. I'm almost certain that's a bobcat. I know it is. I haven't seen one before, but I know that's what that is. And so we set up a vigil. We thought for a little while we'll be courageous. We're going to take turns with the BB gun. You sit up for a little while and you take some shots at it, and then I'll take some shots at it. But it didn't move. And it wasn't phased. And we grew more and more frightened as time went on. And said, what are we going to do? It's a long ways back to the house. And they can run faster than I can. And it became such a hopeless situation in my young mind. I thought, there's no hope. I said, there's one last thing I can do. I'm going to yell as loud as I can. Thankfully, Mom and Dad were sleeping with their windows open that night. And he heard the scream, knowing that his boys were down camping in the field and by a pond. He thought, I don't know if they're drowning or what's happening. So he struck out across the field, not bothering to put shoes on and protect his feet from the briars. There's something dangerous. There's something, a tragedy that must be befalling them. And he got down there and said, boys, what's wrong? Are you okay? He said, no, Dad, there's something over there. There's something on that branch. You know how foolish I felt when he said, come here. Let's walk over to that branch. And we looked, and all it was a shadow. All it was something that I had made into my mind to be something that's so large and overwhelming and greater than I am. And there's no way that I can face that. But you know, it's the way the enemy works. The enemy loves to play with our mind and try to cause us to hear a sound. To try to cause us to see a shadow and think, what's that? What's going to happen to me tomorrow? What does the future hold? And I lose courage within me. My faith begins to falter. But you know, there was a people that made the mistake once of saying, your God won your battle because you fought it, was it in the mountain first to believe? He said, let's meet in the valley. And so God said, because you said that, I'm giving victory to you there. And the song we sing, the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. The God of the day is what? He's the God of the night. The God when the sun is shining is the same God when the shadows are there. In the darkest hours of my life, He's still God. He's still the same. His strength is still the same. His protection is still the same. When the night is there, when I see the shadows, when I hear the noises, some trust in horses and chariots, but I'll remember the Lord. Sometimes we need to remember. I've wondered before, why was it that the Israelites were so afraid before Goliath? Had they not heard the stories? Did they not know what their God had already done? But they stood there for 40 days and they trembled before the enemy. Are there some places in our lives maybe that we've trembled for a while? Maybe I've seen and I've known there's something there that I'm wrestling with. There's something there that I need to be able to conquer. Lord, help us to be able to face our enemies with a boldness, with a courage that I not stand and tremble before them. The wicked flee, even at the sound of a leaf in the night. I'd like to turn to a very familiar passage here in Psalms 91. This is the promise to us who will trust in the Lord. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Because you've trusted in the Lord, whenever the noisome pestilence comes and the terror that comes by night, and the enemy that's right there to bring fears and doubts and questions and imaginations that would rise up and say, I just know how this is going to turn out. I just know what this is. I know this isn't going to bode well. That we would be able, in the midst of the dark times that we live in, to have a boldness and a courage. Hebrews 13 and 6 speaks of a boldness when it says, fifth verse, be content with such things as you have, for He has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. So that we can boldly say, we don't have to say with apprehension, or I think, or maybe. Sometimes the enemy would cause us to wonder, how is it that you can say with, you can't say that with confidence. I'll never, the songs that we sing, I'll never forsake the Lord. I'll never go back. You can't say that. We can boldly say, how is it that we can say that? Kind of a thing. Romans the 5th chapter. How was it that David was able to so boldly say, who are you to defy my God? Who are you whenever he came before a young lad without any qualification, without anything of intimidation about his person or his armor or his weaponry or just something to mock at? Who are you? How was it that David was able to come with such a boldness then with that? Who are we to be able to stand in the face of the enemy? In the face of the one that has been the cause of thousands falling, as I said, by thy side and by thy right hand. For me to be able, isn't that presumptuous? To be able to stand up and say, it will not come nigh me. I will not fall by that. I'll be able to have boldness and courage in the face of it. Romans 5. Verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope for the glory of God. Whenever we say, by the grace of God, I will not fall, I will not succumb, I will not go back, by the grace of God. You know, saying by the grace of God is not just a qualifier. It's not just something that I say because I'm not sure. It's not even as we say, if the Lord wills, I will do this or I will do that, because I don't know that I will do this or I will do that. So I say, if the Lord will. We don't say, by the grace of God, because I don't know whether or not I'll be able to. But I say, by the grace of God, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. It's not of ourselves or of our strength, but by faith in Jesus Christ and in what He's done, that He is my commander. Because of that, and on the merits of His blood that we sang about, I can stand on that, and that is my boldness. That is my courage to be able to stand before the enemy. By the grace of God, I will stand. It is that grace wherein we stand by faith. Oh, I remember the enemy a while back. Lord had given me a little something to do, and I was struggling with it. The enemy, as I later realized, thoughts coming to my mind, I can't do this. I'm not able. I don't know how. I'm insufficient, and was starting to feel quite discouraged about it. And I remember the Lord stepping in and said, since when have you been able to do anything? You know, it disarmed the enemy. And I said, yes, Lord, you're right. I can't do this. I'm not able to do it. But by the grace of God, I'll stand in the face of the enemy. I'll stand whenever the Lord gives me something to do in the name of Jesus Christ. It is my boldness. It is my confidence and my courage to be able to stand and do that that I couldn't do otherwise. The Lord was able to step in, remove the clouds, and give the grace as He promised to give for that hour of need. I'm thankful the Lord is faithful. It says that the Lord knows our frame, that we are but dust. Boldness of the world is not so. Remember what Ahab told Ben-Hadad one time when Ben-Hadad was threatening and said, I'll scatter you and we'll defeat you and all of this. And Ahab said, let not him that putteth on the harness boast as he that taketh it off. You're saying this, but you haven't gotten there. You're saying this with a boldness that is a false boldness. In other words, you have no basis on which to stand to make that statement. But thank the Lord that we have the backing of the grace of God on which we can stand. We sing a song, number 271. Stand up for Jesus. Second verse says, stand up for Jesus. The trumpet call, obey. Forth to the mighty conflict in this His glorious day. Ye that are men, now serve Him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise with danger and strength to strength oppose. Is that the time that courage usually rises? in the face of danger, but let courage rise with danger. The darker the night, the greater the threat, the louder the threatening and the roaring of the enemy. Lord, help us that our hearts not faint within us, that we not at that moment of time begin to question the Lord, begin to question what He'll be able to do for us. But let courage, let boldness rise with danger. And strength to strength oppose. You can read in the 13th chapter of Acts, Paul and Barnabas, whenever they were facing angry Jews in the face of danger, in the face of threat, in the face of what they were encountering there, it says that they waxed bold. You remember what Jesus told the disciples? He said, you'll be brought before the magistrates and the rulers, but He said, don't take thought for what you'll say ahead of time. It's not your preparation. It's not how well you can prepare your cause or your case. That's not your defense. But it'll be given to you in that day and in that time, whenever you need it. Sometimes I look at things that others have gone through and think, Lord, I don't know if I could do that. But the Lord will not bring us to something, but what? He'll send His grace to prepare us and to equip us to be able to go through it. At the time and at the moment that we needed it, that Paul and Barnabas needed it, they found the boldness to wax strong right in the face of it. Paul's testimony was in Philippians, and by his bonds he rejoiced in it because he said, the brethren have waxed bold. They've seen this, they've observed it, and there's a boldness. Paul warned Timothy, if you'll remember, about some of the things that would befall him. But he said, God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He's not given us over to be moved by the sound of a shaken leaf, but by power and love and of a sound mind. Amen. Our God is the God of yesterday. He's the God that holds the future in His hands. I remember when Sister Karen was so sick. Cancer was growing. Facing that battle and the uncertainty of it. You know, you can go into it at a time like that with all the theory. With all the scripture and knowing I need to stand strong and stand firm and not have fears, but you know, it's a battle that every one of us may have to face. As she was facing some of those things and the enemy trying to bring thoughts and questions, I remember talking to her once and she was struggling with some of this. Said, how am I going to die? What is it that'll take me out? Well, in different scenarios that the enemy was presenting to her mind, of it could be this way, and terrible way to go out. It could be this way that, and without going into to details, the enemy was trying to bring a fear over her, a cloud of fear to take away her peace. We said, Mom, don't fight that battle now. You don't face that today. When you get to that time, the Lord will fight that battle for you then. And she committed it, and you know what the Lord did? The Lord fought that battle then. Because when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we can go into it with boldness. Not with arrogance, but with boldness in the One that holds my hand. And it came down to the time that the enemy had threatened and accused and brought so many doubts of. And the Lord just took her in His hand. And He made it so gentle and so easy. All the worries and the doubts that she could have succumbed to, the Lord had it in His hands. Don't give thought for the morrow. The things of the morrow will take thought for themselves. Put your trust in the Lord God. Let Him be the focus of our lives. Scripture perhaps that you've already thought of with boldness. Hebrews 4 and 16. Tells us that we have this privilege. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Scripture in Hebrews 10 and 19 says we're given boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 3 and 2, or 3 and 12, tells us that according to the eternal purpose which He hath purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him, whereby I can come boldly to the throne of grace with confidence, with assurance, to be able to come with a clearness before the Lord, knowing that He hears the things and He sees the needs that I have before I even bring them to Him. By the grace of God, we have this access into the grace that we stand. I'd like to close in 1 John, the 4th chapter. First John 4, verse 14 says, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." Goes on to say, we've got it in a different place, I didn't write down correctly, that love is made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Thank you. The wrong chapter. "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." The enemy would love to be able to hold us in a place of torment. Hold us in a place that we're not able to stand boldly. That we're not able to enjoy our salvation. That even as a child, I wasn't able to enjoy my little camping trip. I was tormented in my young mind. The enemy would try to hold us in torment, in doubts, in questions. But Lord, help us by this love, that we'd be able to stand boldly, that casts out fear, the torment of fear, be able to have a clearness before the Lord, whereby we have access into Him. And in the day of judgment, I don't have to live in doubt or in question or to say, "I hope I'm saved. I think I'm clear before the Lord. I think the Lord hears my prayers." But that I can with boldness come to the throne of grace, knowing by the grace of God, knowing by the blood of Jesus Christ, that I can come and stand before Him and trust and know by the merits of His blood. That is our boldness. What is the basis of our courage, our boldness? The world has a basis for theirs that's so shaky, that so easily crumbles and falls before them and falls apart, causes them to run when no man pursueth. Whenever they think, they see, there's torment in it. Whenever I run because of the fears that plague my mind, the Lord would not have us as His people to be so. But that we'd be able to have boldness and courage to stand in the face of the enemy, to stand in the face of the accusations and the doubts and the fears that he would bring. May the Lord help each one of us that we would be bold as lions. Amen. Not to run before the enemy, not to turn, not to cower, but that I would be able to face him with courage and with strength. The song, speaking of the Holy Ghost, says that we are to have holy boldness in each conflict. To be able to have that boldness by the Lord's grace in whatever conflict or test or tribulation or accusation or roaring of the enemy that he would bring against us, that we would be able to stand boldly before him. Why? Not because of my ability, not because of my skill in warfare, but to be able to stand as David did. I know the one in whom I trust. I know the one that I've committed myself to. I know that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. so that we may have boldness in this world. You pray for me.